What did y'all's barns look like?
The barn that we had here was the old dwelling house that was off about, back out here in the field. And it was moved up here when they built this house. And it looked like a dwelling house. That was our barn first until it was wrecked. It went down and I rebuilt it. And then my barn burned down and I rebuilt again. So.
What does your present barn look like? Is it one story or two?
It's one story.
Mm-hmm.
Just a big room with a roof over.
Did anybody have a two-story barn?
Yes, had a story and a half. They would store hay up in there.
Uh-huh.
In the loft, L-O-F-T, loft.
Where did y'all store hay?
Outside in a stack, build it up. It'd come to a point so it would drain the water.
Were there any other names for the stack?
No, unless haystack, fodder stack, cane stack, the different types of feed you would store.
You'd put fodder in a stack?
Yes, what we called fodder was the tops from your corn.
Uh-huh.
That was called fodder. And then we had sorghum or cane. The common expression was cane in those days. Now it's sorghum. Or hay, native hay that would grow.
Uh-huh. You take the, when you get fodder, you tie that up into a
bundle.
Okay. What about hay? You'd rake that up into a...
It would be raked up and forked. In with hay forks.
Uh-huh. What do you call the little piles that you have?
Shocks.
What was the German name for a haystack?
Heistuck.
Did you ever see a covered haystack?
Covered?
Uh-huh. With poles and a sliding roof?
No, we never used that method here.
Did you ever hear something called a rick or a mow?
Hay rick?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
What was that?
That was a long, put the hay in a long and bring it to a point on top, and it would be long instead of going up.
And you also, on your wagon, you would put what you called a,
we put
on the side of the hay rack or hay rick, and then it would haul more loose hay at one time.
You had a frame?
Yes, a frame on the wagon to haul the hay with.
What about for when you had it outside, the hay rick or hay rack? Was there a frame, a pole or anything?
A pole for a stack, yes, but not in a rick, not in a long rick.
You just piled it up?
Just piled it up. I think some people did use maybe a pole on the end, on each end of it, supposing it was 20, 30, 40 feet long. They may have used a pole on each end.
What would keep it from going bad, left exposed like that?
It would have to be built up to a point to where the water would, when it falls on it, some of it would spoil. But as a rule, once it settled, that water would shed off just like off of a roof.
When you cut the hay off a piece of land, and enough goes back so you can cut it again the same year, you call that the...
The hay off of the same land?
Uh-huh.
Same year.
Well, it... What is that, a perennial? We didn't use that word, though. Yeah. It would just grow back, providing it rained.
What do you call the grass that's left lying in the field? The dead, dry grass? After you've cut the hay.
Try as far as I know.
And?
Stubble.
Did you ever hear of aftermath? Or ladder math?
What?
Aftermath or ladder math?
Aftermath. Well, aftermath, yeah, there's something. I don't quite understand that word.
Mm-hmm.
What would it... Hey, what would it refer to?
That's one term that people would call that trash.
Oh, I see.
I don't know if it was used in
No, we never used it.